Al shobein hakipim, you're allowed to eat dates. Kol zaman dira dates in the keeping, aber vi ein oichlan al shobein hashitzin. But you can't eat dates if there are still dates left on the tree, bein hashitzin. What does bein hashitzin mean? Like this, Rashi says, oichlan al shobein hakipim. Well, how does a palm tree grow? Derech the kolom, the palm trees, liyos beikru on the koitzin. On the bottom of the palm tree, there were like thorns there. Soviv, that grows around the palm tree. Vahinu shitzim, that's called shitzim, it has thorns there. They're from the palm tree itself. Olamala, on top of this, all in shaloi oisin kisidrin kimin kapas tamurim. A lot of lulas keep on growing higher and higher. And on top, you also have dates. Now, kisharuach menashev atamurim, when the wind blows the dates off the tree, noiflim v'nisharim b'yosik kipin. A lot of the dates get stuck on top on the palm trees itself, on the branches. The dates get stuck there. Olamata v'shitzin. A lot of dates go all the way down and get stuck into the thorns on the bottom of the palm tree. Now, come Rav Shimon, the kol zaman shem etzliim bekifin, kol zaman there are still dates on the top part of the tree, in the branches, oichlin, meyosin shemabayis. That's still called the chayis in the fields could find their dates to eat, and the people in the houses are allowed to eat the dates they have there. Avolein oichlin min abayis al smach oishin shemetzitzin. But once, let's say, all the dates on top of the tree got eaten up, the only dates that are left in the fields, only the dates that are stuck in the thorns on the bottom of the tree. That's not called dates that the chayis could eat, and therefore the dates you have in your house, now you have to take out. Because the chayis, the wild animals, can't get to those dates. Since those dates fell into the thorns, and the thorns hurt, so the chayis don't go into the thorns to get out the dates. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Oichlan al shobein hakipin. Kol zaman the dates are still on the top part of the branches that the chayis could get there. That's called there are dates on the fields and people could eat dates in the house. The ain oichlan al shobein hashitzin. But we only have the dates left that are stuck down on the bottom in the thorns. Since the chayis can't get there it's awesome. That's the machlokes Tanakama and Reb Yehuda also. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He holds the Chumrah that even though there are dates on the fields, but since those dates are stuck in the thorns, the chayis won't get there. You're not allowed to eat anymore. Now Tanakama holds no, it's mutter. And Rashi says, "Vokin kama Tanakama, kol lo legamri, when there are no more dates left at all, af mi ben hashitzin, even from the thorns, then it's chayiv levayir. Avo kol lo menakipu v'adayin yesh b'shitzin, ain chayiv levayir. That's Tanakama lekulam." That even though there are no more dates on top of the tree, only the dates that are stuck on the bottom of the tree in the thorns, that's still called there are fruits in the fields, and you're allowed to eat your fruits in your house. Rabbi Yehuda Waimano, save Abolok Afata Mimokim Aroyal Lipum. Yehuda tells the person, no, you can only eat dates in your house if there are still dates left in the fields and a place that the animals could get to it. Vulaitimsa, and here, if the dates are only left on the bottom part of the tree in the thorns, the chayas can't get there. So that will be that the Chumra Omer Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yehuda goes to Chumra to say that no, that that's considered no more fruits in the fields, and now the Zman Habir, you're not allowed to eat the fruits anymore. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah in Shvias, Sholosh Arotzes Labiyim. There are three different categories, places in Eretz Yisrael, Vilchas Biyim. Like we're saying, that as long as there are no more, when as soon as it comes, there are no more dates in the whole Yehuda, then all the people have to take the dates out of the house. Yehuda, that's one section. So he said, as long as there is even one tree in Yehuda, that's giving off fruits, everybody living in Yehuda is allowed to eat their fruits in the house still. It's not called the Zaman Abir. It's only called the Zaman Abir when there's no more trees giving off fruits in the whole Yehuda. The Evra Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, the Galil, these are the three different places. The Sholosh Sharotes B'cholachas B'yachas. Each one Yehuda has three parts to it. Evra Yarden has three parts to it, and the Galil has three parts to it. For the Mar of Olam, Omru Sholosh Sharotes Labir. What does it mean? There are three arotzes. What does that mean? In other words, even though Yehuda has three different parts to it, but you should know the chiddush is all these three parts have the same halacha. That kol zaman is one tree growing any place in Yehuda. Everybody in Yehuda can still eat in the house. It's only when you don't find any more fruits at all on the trees, any place in Yehuda, then it's also teat in Yehuda. Even though in the Galil you still do find, that's called three different categories though. Galil has its own halacha, Yehuda has its own halacha, and the Eretz Yisrael has its own halacha. The Rashi explains, because the chayas don't travel from Galil to Yehuda or to Eretz Yisrael. Just in Yehuda, the animals travel. In Galil, they travel. But from one place to the other place, they don't travel. So once in the whole Yehuda, there's no more fruits left, That's called now the chayas don't have any more fruits, and that's the zman habir, the Torah says, you have to take the fruits out of your house. The Rashi says, Shalash arotzeis, Beretz Yisroel chalukai zu mizu min yibir, shein zu soim chayis al zu, mishakola bov, yakov pishla kola bechaverta. Each one has his own halacha. So Rashi says, Shalash arotzeis chalachas yachas, shechalukas timin hogam, kiyin perasein, sheperasein kola ishto zu kardim zu, yakov pikeinu, sinu kula mecha lebir kena forash v'yosom. Even though Lamaisa, some cities like give off fruits faster than faster than the other one, it doesn't make a difference. So the whole Yehud is like one category, the whole Glil is one category, and the whole Avrayad is one category. So the Gemara now, Minohan Emili, or as the next Rashi, V'lom Omru Sholash Arotzis, Hoyo V'Sholash Arotzis Cholachas, Harei Kan Tisha Arotzis. The Chur is saying each one of these have three parts to it. So Yud has three, and the Galil has three, and Eber Yadin has three. So who are there are nine cities here? Lamai Hilchas Armu Shalash Arutz of the Bir Vesulay. So why do we start off saying there's only three? Look who are there are nine. Teretzi She Oichle Mechol Achas Asuy LeShalash Mechol Achas Kilo Ein Achas. Because even though Yehuda really has three different parts to it, don't think it has three different halachas. But no, these three different parts have the same halacha. It's only one Yehuda. Then all these three parts of Yudah, they're allowed to eat their fruits in the house. Kol zaman, at least in one part, in one tree, is still giving off its fruit. Is oichlem Yudah chiyichla achron shebasholosh arutzayseihem. In Yehuda, you're allowed to eat the fruits in your house. Kol zaman, the last tree didn't stop giving off from all these three parts of Yudah. V'chein be'rvayadim v'chein beglil. So, kids, so there are three different parts. And calls them on, there's one tree in any one of these parts, that whole section is still allowed to eat. For the Gemara, Minohan Emili, how do we know these halachis? So Rashi, the Oichlim B'Yehudam, Atchiyich La'achren Shebashalash Arotis Shebo'o. Avle Lechem B'Yehudai De Oysen Shebegol. How do we know this chilik? That Yehud is considered one category, and calls them on, there's a tree there, the whole Yehuda could eat. But when it finishes in Yehuda, even though you still have fruits in Galil, you can't. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chama Barukva, Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, that you have to make sure on Shemitah, on Shvius, that there are fruits for the behema and the chaya in the fields to eat. So we dash like this. Kol zaman shechaya cheles min asoda, kol zaman the chaya, the wild animals, could find fruits to eat, or vegetables, whatever min, any min you want, whether the fruit or the vegetables, kol zaman that type is still in the fields, is hechel le behema shemabayis. You're allowed to feed your animal, your pet, in your house. In other words, you're still allowed to keep these vegetables inside your house. Mashenken kolo lachaya shebesoda. Once there are no more vegetables or fruits, any min by itself, once it finishes apples, it finishes the oranges, that the chayas in the fields can't eat it anymore, then the locher is kolo labemtochem in abayis. You have to take it out from your house. You can't act privately with it and give it to your behemah, but rather you have to take it outside. O gemiri, we have a klal. That what? This the Gemara says by itself. That the ein chayi sheb Yehuda kidelo aperi sheb glil. This is the svara. This we know. That's the metzias. That the animals, the vilde chayis in Yehuda, they don't go and eat peris in glil. The ein chayi sheb glil kidelo aperi sheb Yehuda. And the animals, the wild animals in glil, they do not go into Yehuda. So if Mashenkin and the whole Yehuda, the wild animals do travel all around Yehuda. In Galil, the wild animals do travel around the whole Yehuda. So therefore, that's the Svarim. Kol Zaman, the wild animal in Yehuda, there's one tree left that they can still eat from. It's considered for Lehem Techov L'Chaya Sheb Yatzecha. Then you're allowed to eat it privately in your house. But once it comes a time when the Chayis in the fields can't eat it anymore, then you have to take it outside. Tana Rabbonin. Teirish Sheyotzum Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz L'Eretz. No more negate Yisraelim. If you have a peiris, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael from Shemitah, that they brought to Chutzlars, you have the Esrig that was grown on Shemitah, and they brought it to America. Is Mizbairim B'chol Mokim Shein. When it comes to Zman HaBir, when there are no more Esrigim left in the trees in Eretz Yisrael, so now that's called the Zman HaBir, you have to destroy it. Where do you have to destroy it? Do you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, or can you destroy it here in America? It's the first Tanakhama holds Mizbairim B'chol Mokim Shein. You brought it to America, you're allowed to get rid of it here in America. So Rashi says, Ms. Byron Rashi learns, Kishitagiya Ainas Habir, Shekol Lachaya, Vichol Mokim Shein, any place you are. We don't say you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy it, or whatever the mitzvah's beer is. We said that's the machlokes. what the mitzvah's beer is. Tosfos learns mitzvah's beer, you're still allowed to eat the peiros. It just means you have to, again, put it outside in the field and get everybody a chance to take it, but you could also take it back then and eat it. The Rambam learns, no, when it comes to Zman HaBir, you have to destroy, burn the peiros. So here we're saying that when it comes to Zman HaBir, you're allowed to do it even in America. We have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Yasulim Koimim, Vias Barum. No, he says, no, you have a chiyuv to bring back it back to Eretz Yisrael and be mevayeret there. Mishum Shenemer Biatzacha. Because the pasuk says biatzachum, mashmi in Eretz Yisrael, that's where you have to destroy the peiros shvius. Shred Gemara ho'afita, we use already the word biatzachum to tell us that kol zman there's a chaya eating the fruits in the land, you're allowed to eat the peiros in your house. So we use already the word atzachum one time. And the Gemara, there's two drushes here. Kori bei boritz and biatzachum. The Torah could have just said boritz, and instead it says atzachum. So learn now two halachas. One halacha is kol zman there are fruits still in the trees, in the fields, that the chayas could eat, anybody's allowed to eat his peiros shvius. When it comes the time there's no more fruits left for the chayas, then you have to take your fruits out of your house and be mevayeret them. According to Tosfos, it just means put them outside and then you could eat them. According to Rambam, you have to destroy them. And the second drush is Barzacha, he holds you dafka have to destroy it in Eretz Yisrael. That's sometimes the shalas. Some people, on Machmir, when they get the eswik from Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, they send it back to Eretz Yisrael. L'chur was also, l'chur we pass them to be mevayeret v'chol mokin. You don't have to be able to send it back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Tomorrow, Rav Safra, Meister was Rav Safra, Nofak, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz. Rav Safra left Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Chutz Loretz. Heavy Badei, Garbo, the Charma, the Shvius. He had with him a barrel of wine that came from Shvius. He had with him, and still it wasn't the Zman HaBir yet. He was allowed to drink it, so he took it with him to Chutz Loretz. Is Lova Badei, Rav Huna, Breder Avikam. Rav Huna, Breder Avikam was walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana, these two Talmid Chachamim were walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana and Rav Huna was the Malava was walking with Rav Safra. Is Omalus Rav Safra asked these two, Ika de Shomalei Mineid Rav Yavua, hey, these two are Talmidim of Rav Yavua. So they asked him, he asked these two, do you remember hearing from your Rebbe Rav Yavua, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Do we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says that you have to Badafka bring her back to Eretz Yisrael to Mavayir? And then Rav Safra will be up the creek. He'll have to take this whole barrel of wine back to Eretz Yisrael. Or else he'll have to be makpid mamas to drink it up fast before it comes to Zman HaBir. We don't have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. So wherever I take it, I'll eat it slowly. And then Echnami, when it comes to Zman HaBir, I'll get rid of it there wherever I am. So Rav Kana said, this is the way I heard over from my Rebbe Rav Avua. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, yes, l'chumra, that you have to take these peiros you brought to America, you have to b'dafka bring them back to Eretz Yisrael after the Zman HaBir and destroy it there. Omalei Rav Huna b'Rei d'Ravika, Rav Huna b'Rei said over though, Halacha Rav Avua, this is the way Rav Avua said, ain't Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, no. My Rebbe Paskin, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like the Tanakhama. That even though you took these fruits of Eretz Yisrael to America, when it comes to Zman HaBir, when you're not allowed to eat them anymore, you don't have to destroy them in Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy them wherever you are. So Amar Rav Safra said, Noket ha klolot Rav Huna b'yotcha. Like he was makabel better what Rav Huna said over from his Rebbe. And Rav Huna wasn't makel, so he was also makel. Why? Why did he listen more to Rav Huna than rather than the other one to Rav Kana? Why didn't listen to Rav Kana? Because he said Rav Huna was a person that dayik v'goma shmaitato mipume de rabbi. He was very makpid. Whenever he heard a shir, he listened very, very carefully to make sure he knew what his Rebbe said. So Rav Huna, he believed Rav Huna. Rashi says, Dikim lei d'iyu dayik shmaitato mipume de rabbi, ki shashmua yoytze mipi rabbi. As soon as his Rebbe said something, medagdik v'yoymel rabbi l'shnoisa. First of all, he told his Rebbe, say it over a second time. He wanted to make sure you understood it good. Pam shnia, u'mavchin emenu oyhein olav. He understood all the yeses, all the noes. In other words, Rav Huna chazed over the shir well, so therefore Rav Huna said over that the Rebbe paskin l'kula, not like Hashem ben Elazar, he was also soymech l'kula. And he said over what? That he was a bedayik in his Rebbe, Rochba the Pumbedisa. The same way the famous Meister Rochba was very medayik in Pumbedisa. The Yom Rachba said over, there was a Sharla, was it Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda said this halacha? So Rachba was medayik very carefully and he said, Omar Rav Yehuda, you know it's not Rebbe Yehuda, it was only Rav Yehuda. That he said over there, Harabayis, by the round the Harabayis, by the Beis HaMikdash, Satyav Kofel Hoyu, there was a double layer of platforms there. Sat of Lufnim is Satyav, one inside the other one. And so, therefore, Rav Safra here was Samech Lekula, to say that we took it to Chutzlaretz, he did not have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, because he was Samech on Rav Huna, that Rav Huna heard over from his Rebbe, that Ein Halacha Keshrim Ben Aloza. So when Korolei Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef heard this Maisa, that Rav Kana went Lekula, he said, I may be Otsav Yishol, my people ask questions from the sticks, or Makola Yagid Loi, and also the Makol answers back to him. What does that mean? Kola Mekoloi Magid Loi. He was more like, I was making fun of him, but saying he's Samech Lekula. Since this Rav Huna answered back Lekula, he was also Samech Lekula. To say what? You do not have to bring back this Perith back here at Yisrael. Rabbi Loi Kate Kafnaiso de Shvius. Rabbi Loi on Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, he cut down a young palm tree. Kafnaiso means the dates were very young; they weren't ripe yet, and he cut down the tree. Rashi, the first one, the big lines. Kate Kafnaiso de Shvius. Dekel Toyin Kafnois. There was a palm tree that had a little fruit on it already. Them tomorrow Kitana. They were very small dates. Bishlu, the Shloi Bishlu, they were not ripe yet. The Kota Sadekli cut down this palm tree, Leitzim. The Hesed Kafnis, he ruined, he destroyed these Kafnis, these unripe dates, they're not going to grow anymore, in order to use the wood. That's what he did on Shvius. For the Gemara Kasha, Echi, Yavadachi, how was he allowed to do this? The Pasuk says, by the fruits that grow on Shvius, you have to be Noi Kedusha with them. The Torah says, Lo'ochlam Rachmona, V'lo'ele Hesed, you're only allowed to eat them and not destroy them. Whoever goes to Bnei Brak and Shvius is a very hard life there in Bnei Brak. There the makbid not to destroy the peris or Shvius. I mean, when you eat an apple there, when you get finished eating the leftovers, they don't throw it in the garbage because you're destroying it. They put it away in a special plastic bag and let it rot away until it's not edible anymore, and then you can throw it away. But all the leftovers of any fruits that grow on Shvius, there's a loch, you're not allowed to be mafsid, you're not allowed to destroy the peris. The Torah says lochlo, you have a head to eat it, but it has kedusha on the peris, you can't stop throw them away. The very makbid of them, and that's so the you found them more makel, the peris that grow from their rabbis, from their Arabs' peris. But I'm not the more makbid there. They're special bags. You put away the peris when he gets finished eating, all the shells and the pits, everything, not to throw it away. You're only allowed to eat the peris and not destroy them. See, how are you allowed to destroy these peris? So, vice versa, the kasher is that these unripe figs, dates have a shame peri already. So, how are you allowed to cut down the tree? You're destroying these peris. Maybe you want to tell me, when is it also to destroy the fruit when it has a shame fruit on it? But here, since these dates were unripe yet, they weren't edible yet, it didn't get a shame fruit on it. Maybe here there's no issa. The Torah only says, not to destroy when it's edible. But here that it's not edible, maybe it's mutter to destroy it. All again, the first 3 years that the fruits grow, that the tree is growing, it's also to eat the fruits. So mascholi means also the unripe peris. Rashi says mascholi the orla means shomer hagadol svibas hatzmarim. The shomer, the watch, the peel that grows around the fruits. They cut them when they're very small. Kain pinkas hagadol svibas egoiza yara dekolis. Is asiris at Rashi Mishumolo, lehevi kate elishem pri aleim, hoyo denasa shem lepri. Since it's called something around the fruit that watches the fruit, it's considered part of the fruit, and you're not allowed to eat it on orla. So you see, even this shemah, this peel around the fruit, is also ostetit on orla. Now, when do you have this peel, or what stage is this peel growing? Hoyo denasa lepri. For shem lepri amos hevi, when is it called this peel watches the fruit? The koifri. When they're very unripe, they're not ripe yet. The koifri means a very small peris. Rashi geshen ketanim. The kufru kafnuyis. These are mamash, the unripe dates that we said before. The kukor le peri, and still you see Rav Nachman called it a fruit. He said when you have these very unripe dates, the watch around it is also teed on arla, if it's arla. Because even the watch around it is called the peri. So here you see the fruit is also called a fruit, even though it's very young. You see, even though an unripe fruit still is called a fruit. So since it's called the fruit for Allah, for Shavuos, it should also be called the fruit. So it should be also to chop down this tree, since you already have these unripe fruits here, the loch is you're not allowed to destroy fruits of Teres, of Shvi'is. And the Gemara has some achlekes takam. Rab Nachman the Yom HaKreb Yoisi. As Rab Nachman says, the Churma goes like Reb Yoisi. It's not, we learned like this. Reb Yoisi Yoimer, smother, unripe grapes. Also, it's also of Neishu Peri that's called a pre, for Orla. So you see, he holds even unripe fruits are also called fruits. Oh, pligi Rabbanon Olei. But the Rabbanon argue on Reb Yoisi. It says, no kasha on Reb Eloi. Reb Eloi that cut down this palm tree. Since the fruits were unripe, holds like the Rabbanon. That calls them on the fruits are unripe, it's not called a fruit yet. Therefore, there wouldn't be an Issa Orla on it, and it wasn't for Shriya, should be allowed to destroy it. And Rab Nachman holds like Reb Yoisi. For the more maskal or resimi min adoi, or me pligi Rabbanon Olei the Reb Yoisi. Does the Rabbanon argue on Reb Yoisi bishar with others and other trees? The Chorosoni machlokes by grapes and unripe grapes. But by other fruits, there's no machlokes. The Yotzinam would learn like this. Taka on Shvius was saying now, as soon as the fruit trees give off the fruits, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Because you're not allowed to destroy the Paris of Shvius. So at what time is it considered you have the fruits here that you're not allowed to chop down the tree? Beishama Yermiam Kolilonis Mishyotil. Beishama says any fruit tree, as long as something comes out of it, the smallest amount, Rashlan's Mishyotil means Tchilas Olim B'Menitim. Mamash, as soon as the leaves even start growing and Nisan Tom starts budding the tree, at that time it's called you have fruits there and it's also to cut it down. That's the Chumra. Abba Beisil Yermiam, it depends. Ha-charuvim, the boxer tree, Mishyashashu. When you see a little bit something looking like a boxer, V'yagafanim, the grapes, Mishyagrow. What's Rashi? Mishyagodlu anovim ksas. When the grapes start to grow just a little bit, V'nikru giru alakam aforeshiru kapilalovim. Mamash like a small bean. V'yazesim, the olive trees, Mishyasnitsu. Also a very small tree. V'shar kol ilonis, all other trees, Mishyatsiyu. As soon as the fruit starts to come out, right away it is called a fruit. And this is Beisilu. Churipatlik Beisilu. So you see, the Rabbanon only yagun abyasi by grapes. That's the machlekes. But by shah fruits, no matter how small the fruit is, as soon as you can see the fruit, it's called a fruit already. So back to Shiran Akasha, according to Rabbi Loi, how was he allowed to cut down this palm tree since she had very small unripe dates there? That I call upon him an unripe date has a shame tree. And the Torah says, Lochla, on Shvius, you're only allowed to eat it and not destroy it. So how was he allowed to destroy this fruit? All right, we'll stop here. We'll finish again tomorrow. You're holding off Nun Gimel, we're holding on top here. We're going in the middle of the last Shiloh, the Gemara's Kasher was on Rabbi Loi again. That Rabbi Loi, it says, Kate Kafnaisa de Shvius. On the year of Shvius, he cut down this palm tree when the fruits were very unripe. They're very young fruits. So the question is, how can you cut down the fruits? The Torah says, Lochlo. When you have fruits that grow on Shvius, you have to eat them, and you're not allowed to be mafsa them. So how was he allowed to chop it down? The first Gemara wanted to say that he held that unripe dates are not called fruit yet. It's not called the peri, therefore it's mutter. Then we're in the middle of that nakasha, that can't be. So Gemara wanted to say that maskar rasimim min adoi, or mi pligi rabbonon led the Rav Yosi. We want to say that some achloikas Rav Yosi and the rabbonon is this unripe fruits called the fruit or not. So Gemara wanted to say the rabbonon argue on Rav Yosi. So the question is now, no, the Rabbanon only argue on Rav Yosi only by grapes. But by Shari Lonis do they argue? For Yotanan, we learned like this. How far, when is the fruits growing, called the fruit, that you're not allowed to cut down this tree on Shriyas, because you're not allowed to be mafs to destroy fruits of Shriyas. All type of trees have the same aloha. As soon as anything starts growing, here Rashi says, even when the leaves start growing, already you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Beisil says, no, it's not totally when the leaves start growing. Ha-charuvim, a boxer tree, mishi yasharshu. When you see a little bit, a little bit something looking like a box already. Vagafanim, what about the